you would sign the back of it, I think. But they still want to have a bill of sale at the DMV to figure out how much tax to charge you.
Ah, yeah. So both, yeah.
Right. And, of course, newer than 73 or 72, whatever, I believe on the title, the a person can fill in what the sale price was. So.
Now, as far as checking it out mechanically to safely tow it back.
Well, I got stuck quite a few years ago where I said, okay, yeah, I'll just go plug this thing in and we'll see which lights work. Well, Billy Bob had rewired the trailer, and Billy Bob didn't know what he was doing. And it managed to blow some fuses in my truck. So I'm like, great. I don't need to be fixing my truck when I'm trying to fix a piece of crap to tow it home.
Right.
So ever since then, I have temporary trailer lights with a big, long extension that I go through the back window all the way to the front of the trailer and out the front and plug it into my truck. So those are lights I know work, and then I tape them onto the bumper, and everything's good.
He specifically mentions axles and wheel bearings.
Well, yes. We take wheels with good tires because people are like, oh, yeah, you know, they've got great tread. Well, then they find out there's big cracks between each tread, you know, and it's like, I'm not towing on that. So I always change the wheels. And when the wheels come off, of course, you open up the drums and check out the bearings. You know, sometimes you just have to add a dollop of grease. Other times you've got to be a little bit more creative. Sometimes the wheel bearings are loose and you have to tighten things up a little bit. But you got to take care. You don't just say it should be good. Because I'll tell you, I've had it when it wasn't good, and I've had to go rescue Rob when it wasn't good. And
yeah, wheels fly off.
It messes up your day or weekend or the next couple of weeks. And you've got to, you know, rely on people, neighbors on the side of the road to put the trailer in their yard until you can come back with the right parts. And
it's a great story, but...
Yeah, it sucks. You know, we're too old for that stuff now.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if it's a really old trailer, maybe you flatbed it back. Might be an option.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's more money, or you hire a professional.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when I went to pick up the Ambassador, the tires were so flat, they had no air in it. So we brought one of those little portable compressors that you plug into your cigarette lighter.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
It took forever.
I mean, I carry those things, too.
Yeah, it took forever to get, you know, any kind of air in there to tow that thing. But I had brought my tires, luckily, because it was on a Sunday and there was no place to get tires. And I towed it to a truck, all-night truck. Repair place, and they replaced the tires and checked everything out for me for my long tow from Ohio to California.
So you brought tires, but not wheels.
Right. I just brought tires from.
Well, that's a lot better than nothing. I mean, I typically have wheels and tires that I know are a known entity.
Yeah, that would save you a lot of time, just swapping tires.
Yeah.
Because I was worried about finding a place open on a Sunday. Don't go pick up a trailer on a Sunday. Do it during the week. Businesses are
right.
Open. That's a bad call. So, anyway, Barrett, hope you find something you like. And, definitely prepare for the recovery mission. And go back and listen to our Rob's Recovery Mission 1 and 2 from the...
Yeah, that might... wake you up a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny and educational.
The other thing that's important here too, because this is all in the safety side of things, take yourself some chain to make up, like it may be a temporary scenario, but a good safety chain. Mm-hmm. Because every trailer that comes into my shop that we're redoing, you know, the chain's like, oh yeah, they look pretty good. They've been dragging on the ground for years, and these links are down to the, you know, the classic, it's the weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these links are worn down to nothing in certain spots, and you don't want this to go. And I think we spoke about this guy that was doing that recovery mission a while ago and got a U-Haul truck and whatnot, and I told you I sent you a picture, actually,
mm-hmm.
that where unfortunately, the ball was the wrong size. I picked that out when he described to me what was going on. I said, I think they put it on the wrong ball. He goes, oh, it was a standard ball. So, yeah, there's many standards. But anyway.